I apologize, we ran out of some page 91. We are in the middle of page 91. Simon Reish Samachei, Tes Vav. So if you don't have the page, I'll just read it. It's very easy. It's not very intense, so you can hear what's going on. So it says, Yonor HaShulchan, by Bris Milum Yad, Shnigmah Ha'av, Birchas Lachnisa, Oymim, Kol Ha'imdim, Sham, Kishem, Shnichnas, Lebris, Kinyikonis, Letoro, Luchub, L'maisim, Tav. Everyone knows the Nusach. We give the baby a bracha. Now, who are we giving the bracha to? Are we giving the bracha to the baby, or are we giving the bracha to the father? And that is the subject of discussion. Now, our nusach, we're brainwashed. Kishem shenichnas lebris, kishem shenichnas lebris, ken yikones. We give the baby to the bracha. We don't, not to we give the bracha to the baby. We don't give the bracha to the father. Now that's not everyone agrees. That's the correct nusach, because according to what it says in the Rambam and what it says in Shulchan Aruch and the Torah of Shulchan Aruch, the Ger is Kishen Shechnas Tov. We give the bracha to the father. Big difference, major difference. Anyone who get chazak? Rabbi Meisky always get chazak, right?
Wow.
Get chazak, right?
Yeah.
Get chazak.
Yeah.
Get chazak. So when the Olam says chazak v'nis chazek, who are they saying it to? Who are they saying it to? Saying it to yourself? Chazak each other? You're saying it to your neighbor? You're saying it to the Baal Kriya? You're saying it to the rabbi? No, me'ikar hadin. You're saying it to the one who gets the aliyah. Yes. You're saying it to the one who gets the aliyah. The one who gets the aliyah. The whole, is a very big cover. The whole shul is saying to the one who gets the aliyah, you, like I'm saying, yashakoyach. What is yashakoyach? Your strength, you should be strengthened. May your strength be straight. May it be upright. May you go higher and higher, right? May you go higher and higher. So that's what it means when you give a person a yasher koychacha. When you say chazak v'nis chazek, that's like on steroids. Saying yasher koyach on steroids. That's the ultimate type of yasher koyach. When the whole tzibur together says it's the one who gets the aliyah. Now for some reason, that's not the way the average person perceives chazak and this chazek. The average person, yes, why do you say chazak? It's just we're finishing the chumash. So the tzibur, we're mechazek ourselves. We're mechazek the Torah, chizek for Klal Yisrael, for us. Okay, that's how it's perceived, but that's not technically correct. You're giving it to the one who gets the aliyah. L'may nafkamina. The one who gets the aliyah, is he allowed to say chazak v'nis chazek? So people who are not rabbanim, most time the person who gets the chazak is on the talmud chacham. So he knows the halacha that the one who gets the aliyah does not say chazak v'nis chazek for two reasons. Number one, since when did you see a person give yourself a yasher koyach? Right? You get an aliyah. So your right hand shakes your left hand, right? Oh, shalom aleichem. We need a chair for you. Let's get over here. Welcome back. Okay, so you never saw someone give yourself a yasher koyach by shaking your own hand. Crazy, right? Who's gonna? You don't give yourself yasher koyach. Someone else. Yehalol chazor v'loy picha. Someone else should give you yasher koyach, not yourself. Okay, so therefore, so the same way you don't say chazak chazak to yourself. It's absurd. Also, even if you'll tell me that someone else, there's a shayla of a hefsek. Since you made the bracha, asher bracha avonu kol ha'olam, and you make the bracha, there is a hefsek between finishing the aliyah and making the bracha acharoina asher nosan lanu terasam. So therefore, it's not proper for the one who gets the aliyah to say chazak v'nis chazek. But the main reason, as I told you, is because he's saying it, the bracha is the person who gets the aliyah. You know when it's very, very, very bizarre? And that is when the Baal Kriya gets chazak. I mean, so you're the Baal Kriya, so when they give you chazak, when you're laning, and you also get the aliyah, yeah. So then, ideally, the one who's laning, because the Baal Kriya always repeats. The Tzibur says, chazak v'nis chazek. Then the Baal Kriya repeats, chazak v'nis chazek. If the Baal Kriya is the one who has got the aliyah, he does not say to himself publicly, chazak v'nis chazek. And also, he does not, it's a hefsek. So therefore,
but you the bracha
acharoina, you have to make the bracha acharoina asher nosan lanu taras emes. You have to make the bracha acharoina. The bracha acharoina. You have two brachas. The landing has to be sandwiched. So therefore, for sure, the one that gets the aliyah should not say chazak chazak. But the Baal Kriya also should not, and therefore it's going to be, but who's going to finish off? So the solution is that the Gabbai, or someone else. Someone else, they're standing by the Bima, or even the Rav in the front, should say, and then someone from the audience is appointed to say, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. I read an article on this, a beautiful article on this, in they have a beautiful sefer called Kriya Sator Kilchasa. Has a whole section on this, and he says that being that Bizman Hazer, it's interesting how, you know, how halacha, this is the old question, does halacha evolve? Does halacha change based upon the time, perception? Today, we don't perceive, we don't view saying chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek as giving a yashachach to the one who gets the aliyah. We perceive it as we're mechazek each other. We're mechazek the olam, the Torah, Hashem, Klal Yisrael.
Even then, it shouldn't be worse than a voice of Indian. It's like when you wash and you're allowed to speak out for Indian.
Okay, so that's the heter. So b'shas atchak, when the Baal Kriya gets, is the one who gets the chazak, if he says, he repeats, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek, or even the person says it and doesn't know that's the halacha, okay. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world, because the way we perceive chazak, chazak is not today the way it was originally intended to be a bracha to the one who gets the aliyah. Now, the only reason why I'm telling you all this, because this was triggered in my mind from what it says over here when it comes to the bris. The baby over here is being brought to the bris. To whom are we giving the bracha? To whom are we giving the bracha? So it's very interesting. The nusach of the Shulchan Aruch is that you give the bracha to the father, not the baby. The same way you, the father, was zoiche to do the mekayim the mitzvah. You were mekayim a wonderful mitzvah of milah. Mitzvah goyreres mitzvah. This mitzvah should be the beginning of more mitzvahs. You should have the opportunity to take your son and bring him l'toyra u'l'chup u'l'maisim toivim. Alavai, alavai. But problem over here, you're going to say over here is Chazal. The reason why the minhag is because I don't know why this is that since sometimes the father is not there, the father is unavailable. The father has away on business. He's not present at the bris milah. So therefore, you can't go give the father the bracha because the father is not here to get to receive the bracha, or the father didn't do anything. So then we have no choice but to change the nusach of the bracha for someone else, to the baby. So once, since there are situations when we're going to give the baby the bracha, it became our custom to always give the bracha to the baby and not to give the bracha to the father. The ain kepei
the interpret what the nusach is.
What?
This way. Kishem shenichnas, just like
shenichnas.
With this,
the baby was nichnas. But who's the focus on? The focus on the child. The same way this baby was nichnas, Cain, Yikones.
But how is he nichnas? Obviously, the father.
Other people have to help him out. Okay, in a chanami. The nusach of the Rambam of the Shulchan Aruch is to the father. V'nuschosenu hi benistar al hayeled is to the baby. The bevadai kishein kan ha'av lo shaykh lema benusach. When the father is not present, you can't say benusach lechein lo yichilku bezeh lema hatame b'losh nistar. Fine. So therefore, since the father is not, it became our custom that we don't differentiate, that we always say the beloshen nista to the baby. The yesh mishroyt zelchalik ben oisam shroyim ha'av ben ha'imdim merachok shein roynoi so ve'ein ha'minokain. He has an incredible chiddush. Where are you going to see such a chiddush? Like, this is really the task. Is that if you're at the bris milah and you're right in the front, and you can see the father, then you say like the Rambam, kishem shehichnastoy. Libris kein tachni sihu. If you can see the father with your own eyes, you're standing there in the front, then you should say the nusach of the Rambam, the same way you were zeicha to do the bris milah, you should be zeicha to bring him the Torah Chuppah. But if you're in the back of the shul, you're in the back, and you can't see from where you are sitting or where you're standing, you can't see the father, then you say the nusach that we say, kashem shin nichnas.
Why can't you say it like the father? Well, I'm in the back of the shul, but I know.
Okay, that's what the Rambam says. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam seems to say that in all situations you say the bracha to the father whether you see him or not. Our minhag is we say to the baby, whether you see the baby or not, he brings down a taz. The taz is a pshara, that if you see the father, you say the nusach to the father. If you don't see the father, then you say it's a pshara.
So we have to physically see the father?
Yes, yes, but we don't do this. Yeah, that's enough. That would be enough. That would be enough. That would be enough. But if you don't see the father, then you don't. So this is a minhag which he says that we do not do. Now, I over here, I say if I try to find some supplementary material in the say the psakim with shuvos. So Yaz over here, the discussion he brings down some very interesting things is, don't underestimate the bracha. Underestimate the bracha you give a baby at the time of the bris milah. It's a very holy moment. Eliyahu HaNavi is there. People's emotions are running very high. What it took to get to this point for a person to have a child, don't take it for granted. It's an eis ratzon, and an eis ratzon, a bracha can have an incredible effect. Now, people, they struggle in life. They struggle with Ma'aseh and Torah. They struggle with Shidduchim. They struggle in Torah. And he writes, he brings down Poskim. He brings down some shocking stress. If only the people at the Bris Milah said with a little more Kavana, Kishem Shenichnas LeBris K'nikones LeTorah U'LeChupa U'LeMa'aseh Tovim, with a little more Kavana. And maybe if you invited some guests from Chubadim, some Choshva people, who knows? Don't underestimate the Koyach of Tefillah, the koyach of bracha. Maybe this child would have had, this person would have had an easier time in shidduchim. Maybe he would have been a bigger Talmud Chacham. Maybe he would have found for himself a parnasa that would be nice and toivim and wouldn't be somewhere where he doesn't want to be. Okay? So, yeah.
Seifer says, Kishem shenichnas from bris. Just like a bris is immutable, you can't go back.
Right.
Once you cut the foreskin. Can you connect the Torah, the Chuppah Masa?
It has to happen.
You can get divorced. Masa and Torah, you become a bad person. So just like by a bris.
It has to be. It should be irrevocable.
Right.
It should be irrevocable. Right. It should be permanent. It should be permanent. There are many different interpretations. Okay, the common shayla people always ask is that it's out of order. What comes first? Kishem Vishnu King is the Torah, or the Chuppah, or the Masa and Torah. Masa should come first. It should be the Torah, will the ma'asim tovim and will the chuppah.
It's a bigger
nisayon. There are many answers. What it says here?
That he should be in the kaddish l'tayra.
Yeah.
He should be such a talmud chacham that they should warn him before the time
of the bar mitzvah. They should already warn him for shidduchim. At the time of his bar mitzvah, when he's in the kaddish l'tayra.
Rabbi Yonis Ibishitz.
At the time of the bar mitzvah, people should be ready, eyeing him for a shidduch. The best pshat is that ma'asim tovim, they're psukim. Ma'asim tovim means children. The same way this, that Gesheim v'shnichnas ken yikonis l'toira, u'l'chopa, and this baby should one day become an adult and have his own children. He should produce the ma'isim, eze ma'isim tovim shel adam, the chazal, I don't remember the words, eze ma'isim tovim shel adam, these are the banim, a person's own children. So the ma'isim tovim is, he should also be zoichet to have his own children and do this mitzvah. That's a very beautiful bracha. The cycle should continue. Okay, now we go to the next paragraph. Yeah.
I've heard two things about tefillah and bris. One mile, was shouting out that the baby cries.
You should be misfollowed.
Other people say Eliyahu Navi comes, now is appropriate. So which one is it?
Both. When Eliyahu Navi comes, the time to be misfollowed. And when the baby is crying, is the Chazal say is an ace to us. It should say Mizmar. I think Mizmar Vav. It's Mizmar. It's the Mizmar. It's Tachna. Really, it's Tachna. You say Tachna. When the baby is crying, you're supposed to say the same Mizmar we say when we say Tachna. Ki umlaloni, with any Hashem, ki umlaloni, you mentioned that you have a bris milah in Bavakish, it's an eitz rotzen to be misfal. Instead of schmoozing and talking, to tap around those few moments, it's a time to be misfal, especially for inyane refuah. Okay, next, go to the next paragraph. Next paragraph, Yachan, Gigmar, Mila, Perpiyam, Mamatzitz, Oymed, Aviyah, Ben, Oyamol, and now we get to the part you make the third bracha. So we discussed last week in very great detail the significance of the three brachas. Okay, we're not going to doing that again. But Yachan, Mila, Perpiyam, Mamatzitz, Oymed, Aviyah, Ben, Oyamol, Oyachem, Oyamol, Nidl, Kais, Yain, Biyadoi, Umavarech, Berpiyah, Gofen, Vim, Ein, Yain, Yikach, Shar, Mashkin. So you have to use wine. If there is no wine, Chamar, Medina. You don't hold a cup of wine when you make the bracha al hamila, and you don't hold a cup of wine when you make the bracha of leachnisa bevrusa shalom ravino. But you do hold a cup of wine when you make the bracha of asher kiddash yidid mibetan, because this is clearly a birchas hashevach. It's interesting that by wedding, it's also birchas hamitzvos, asher oslanu esarusos, itlos nesuos, and there you do hold a cup of wine.
People say that that's
shevach also. So everyone has his own set of rules. But by a bris milah, you're busy with the baby. You're not busy with a cup of wine. You're busy with the baby. The chefs shal mitzvah.
Do a bris while holding.
Exactly, exactly. So it's a different, it's a whole different set of rules, a whole different situation. Mushavach vaydolak l'shparku be'aimim shiva elal yain. If you only say shiva elakoyt v'akoyt shal simcha. V'yatzleinu amenisha moil mevarach bracha zo. Now here he writes, who makes this bracha? You mechabe, you give kibudim, right? So what, everyone knows you mechabe. Person, one person holds the baby. It's called the sandik oimet. The person who holds the baby when you make the bracha is called the sandik oimet. Amida lebracha. And then there's amida for the shkriyas hashem. You break it up. You don't have to, but many people they break it up. Amida lebracha, amida lekriyas hashem. And another person, he makes the bracha bar priya gofen. So he writes, that in his time, the one that gets the kibud of making the bracha is the moyel. The moyel, he gets his kibud. V'yetzleinu haminik sheha moyel mevarach bracha zu. U'v'sheyeh shnayim. If let's say we're like we learned that they have two moyelim. One does the nila and one does the priya. We don't do this today. We did it one shot. But it used to be they would break it into three people. One does the Mila, one does the Priya, and one does the Mitzitza. So now who gets the kibud of making the bracha? So if you break it up, the one that did the Priya, it's his kibud to get the bracha asher kiddash.
Because
Kevon,
the Mila without Priya is not a Mila.
Right, so the one that's going there. Kevon, the solik mitzvah, just like by benching, the one who benches, benching, he makes borei atzei bisamim. You ever see that today? You never see that made by Sfardim. Sfardim, when you finish benching, after you finish benching, you take besamim and you make a bracha borei atzei bisamim.
Sfardim also do it by a bris. By
a bris, also in the beginning of the bris. He's in the beginning of the bris, not at the end of the bris. So just like, why does the one who makes the mishnah end the mishnah himself the bracha? So why does the one who makes the bracha atzei? Because once you start a mitzvah, the one who did the end of the mitzvah, he does the next mitzvah. Slichus. The one who davens slichus is the one that davens shachris. The im ha yugimel, let's say you have three, hamoitzetz mevarach. Now this is a very big chiddush. The moitzetz, if you break up the meal into three parts, Mila Priya Mitzitza. So you'll say, oh, Mitzitza is manazet, it's not part of the mitzvah, and Nimeil, there's no Mitzitza bepeh. Look what he says here. He says that Mitzitza is mamish a chelik of the mitzvah.
Ad
kidekach. But you would say, it's people today who will tell you that Mitzitza, you don't do Mitzitza bepeh because Mitzitza is not a chelik of the mitzvah, it's just a refuah. It's not a chelik of the mitzvah. It's not a chelik of the mitzvah. It should not be significant enough that we should give the bracha to the moitzetz. Yeah, the Aruch HaShulchan says, V'im hayu gimel, ha-moitzetz mevarech. No, it is significant enough, at least to the degree where he gets the bracha, mibnei hatamish nispar, like the reason that we have explained, I guess because it has to be done, it must be done, whatever it is, it has to be done. V'yotam yesh kid'isa b'megillah ha-maftir b'navi hu paris al-shema, u'mevarech v'gmar mishum kovet. The kevan shahamaitzi atzma l'dava shena shal kavayt tikin loy zelchon a whole new time mamish pumpaket. Just like when it comes to the maftirah, who is the one that makes the five brachas on the maftir? It's the one that gets the one that reads the maftir of the Torah. Why do we give him five brachas to read on the haftirah, the navi, right, the bracha before and four afterwards? We've insulted him. It's a concession. What's the word? It's a
consolation
prize. The guy. It's a consolation prize. He gets five brachas because we insulted him by giving him the maftir. Because the maftir is not one of the shiva kruim. There are seven people who get aliyahs, and this guy will also give you. We'll throw you a bone. We'll give you also an aliyah at the end. It's an insult. As a consolation prize, we give him the five brachas on the.
Today it's the most popular.
And then you get musaf also, but it's not. It's the Chazal saying it's not. You know, a person is a yard side, bo bayom. What do you get? Bo bayom. You get an aliyah. You don't get the maftir. You have yard side in the week, then you get the maftir. But bo bayom, you get it because it's not choshev. The maftir is not considered to be choshev. It's not the main thing. V'hochi na'am, you came with the mitzitza ein nechsheves kolom neged mila. Now you want to argue that mitzitza is nothing. So therefore, as a consolation prize, we give him the bracha asher yekasher kiddush upriya meharoy litin lebracha zu. Period. V'chein haminuk avol milo priya shkulim heim ve'adram neirli the priya adifa meachitoch shabon nigmeres hamitzah between the two milo and priya. The priya is better because it's the gemar. Period. V'reisi lamoylim she'toyvse mesachitoch legedula mipriya. Now he writes over here, let's say you have a choice. You come to the business, they give you, what do you want, what would you rather have? Mila or Puriya? So the Aruch HaShulchan first starts off by saying is that if you have a choice which one to take, you should take the Puriya. Because the Puriya is the Gemar. It's the Gemar Mitzvah. And then he says, but I've seen that people view, Moilim, they would rather do the Mila, not the Puriya. Mipriya. Why? The yearly she'ena kain. I disagree with these ma'alim. I think they're making a big mistake. You should give the bed between the two mil and priya. Priya is more choshev. The yeish nehagim litol gam hadas biyadoi v'holareach ulahareach. Some of the minig also, like you see this by sardim, is to hold a hadas in your hand and to smell it. Ulavarech birchas hareach ve'ein kan minig etzlein by the Ashkenazim. We do not do this. He writes, you know why? Because we don't have them. They're not available. Mm-hmm. They're just not simply available. That's why we don't do this. All right, fine. Next, Yud Zayin. Now, by the way, Bizman Azad, the Mila and the Priya, like I told you, the technique, the way the Moilim, I don't really know much about this, but what I've been told is that the technique today in doing Bris Mila is you don't do it in two parts. The Moyalim, the way they do the Maisa with all their techniques, they do it in one shot. The Maisa Chituch also removes the Orla, so we don't say this Man Hazeh have this thing of breaking of Mila and then Priya. It's done in one shot. The Mitzitz, of course, is done afterwards, and that, as you all know, is a major controversy today, how to do Mitzitza Bepeh, or Mitzitza in many different techniques. They're all different types of techniques, and even Mitzitza Bepeh, there are different ways to do mitzitza bepeh. As we mentioned, Aruch HaShulchan quoted the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, is you have to be mitzitz the dam min mekoymos harichoykim. Even those who do mitzitza bepeh, I've been told, they're nichshol. They're not mitzitz min mekoymos harichoykim. To mitzitz min mekoymos harichoykim is a skill. Is a skill which requires practice and knowledge and doing, and that itself. So if you're not going to do it anyway, right away. Right, you have a mother who anyway is not going to do a real mitzitza bepeh. He's just going to kiss the bris mila. He's going to kiss it. That's what some of them do. They don't really do it. But if you're anyway not going to do it the right way, so don't do it. So do it with a sponge. Do it with a tool where you're not going to get people are not going to start telling you that you killed the baby. You do something to the baby. If you're going to do it, you might as well do it the right way. If you're not going to do it, so it might in fact be an option. Might in fact be an option to protect the health of the baby. However, that's a controversy. Ois Yud Zayin. Two lines, then we go to page 92. Umuvarach birchas asher kiddashit bibetin, kakosta bisidurim, v'yesh b'psicha b'baruch, v'chasima b'baruch. Why does it begin with the baruch, l'fi sheyesh ba shnei inyonim? Okay, we're on page 92 now. Tal page 92. There are shnei inyonim, shevach v'hoida u'tfilo. After we give a shavach, we mispalo, and we reward for what we've done. Kel chaychel keinut surenu tzave command lahatzil yididus mishachas. The baby should be spared from Gehenim. Why? Chazal say anyone who has the bris mila, Avraham Avinu, he stands by the Pesach of Gehenim. And he prevents him from entering into Gehenna. I guess Avram was very busy the whole day.
No, yeah, Nachman was standing just before.
What?
Nachman was standing before.
Before, okay. So Avraham, it's very strange, you know, it is very, very bizarre. I mean, you're telling a baby, the first thing we'll be saying is don't go to Gehenna. I mean, that's how you start off. That's how you start off a baby's life. Save lahatzel yididus mishachas. That's how the baby, the first thing the baby has to hear after he's nichnas lebris, Hashem should save you from going into the shachas, into the game. This is one of the most fundamental difference between Yados, you talked about the time of the Crusades, and Christianity. In Christianity, it's all about man is condemned to go to Gehenna.
Right.
This is the malchus of Christianity.
Right.
And you have to do something in this world to redeem yourself. And you're just condemned. It's all Gehenna. Yeah. In Yados, is man, that's kefira. Yados, kol Yisrael yesh lohem chelek lo'olam haba pirkei avos. The malchus of a neshama of HaKadosh Baruch of Klal Yisrael is Olam Haba. You have to earn Gehenna. Okay, it's mamish, the approach, the ideology of Yadus and Christianity is mamish mikotze el kotze. Mamish. Yet it's shocking why when a baby is nichnas libris, you mamish, the first thing you say to the baby is Alkein Bisharzos, Kel Chai Tsurin Khokay, Tsavi Lahasli Didus Mishachas. It's disturbing, requires hezer. Why did Chazal select from all things a tzivu that we should save the baby from Gehenna? What? No, I would say upon the opposite. It's almost mashal like them because you're saying the baby, that's where he's gonna go. So now he has to earn it.
Bris, you're not.
Okay, all right. You can go either. You have to play with it, but it's still disturbing.
Anything to do with the incident of Moshe Rabbeinu and that he was in danger because he didn't circumcise his son immediately?
This is the Shrashel Babris, Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the full Matan Torah also. Moshe Rabbeinu was a different Madrega. I don't know. Okay, the Ein L'tzmoya Sh'aymim L'noichach was saying it direct. Tzave, he's saying Tzave. Tzave instead of it's a command. Achachach. So there's a first say Tzave, and then we go into third person. Yachach Aymim L'man Brisoi, for the sake of his bris. That's a contradiction. If you're speaking directly, you should say L'man Brischo. Leman Brischa, not Brisos, Benistar, Lefi Shekain, who knows Akol Brachas. That's not a kasha, every bracha. Baruch Atah, you, Hashem Elokeinu, our God. Why are you saying our God? Baruch Atah Hashem. How she what's God?
Elokai.
No. So every bracha.
Elokai is the same.
Other things.
Elokim.
The Achakach, Oimim, Leman Briso, Benistar, Lefi Shekain, who knows Akol Brachas. Noichach. Vinister, kmo ato hu, shakodesh baruch goli mikol goli, vinela mikol nelam. We are dvorim atikim, this is every, it's both, kodesh baruch hu is both. And there are two dimensions to Hashem. Hashem is goli and is nister. Goli, that's the two, that's kedusha. What's kedusha? Kodosh, 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 Hashem tzivokos, mloi chol haaretz kivoidei. Gilui. And then what's the second part? The vayifan in the chayis hakodesh, baruch kvod Hashem. Mimikoimai. Where's the Mokoim? Where? I don't know. Ayei Mikoim Kivoidai. Even the Malachim don't even know where Hashem is. Nista. So that's Kedusha. Kedusha is Miloi Cholaretz, and then it's Nela. We have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Baruch is Baruch Kivod Hashem Mikoimai. Hu. It's all the same. This is the formula of all brachos. With the Dvar Ma'atikim, this is old news. What I'm telling you is Nachidushim, Shamoyel, and Mavarech Baruch Azut Zach Little Yadav Mikodim. Now here's no one. You never saw someone do this. Maybe this is why we don't do it. When the Moyel, if he indeed is given the Kavod to make the bracha, he has to wash his hands. Okay, maybe that's why we don't give it to the Moyel. Everyone's in such a rush to go to work, to go eat the bagels. So we don't give. We don't want to. So we give the bracha to someone else who already washed his hands, who already didn't wash his hands. But the moyel, his hands are dirty from the blood. And to rinse out his mouth, he should make the bracha. His mouth is full of blood from the mitzitza. His hands are dirty from the milah. He has to wash his hands, clean on his mouth. So he makes the bracha should be done b'derech kovet. When don't you say this? You don't say this by Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Shofar Rosh Hashanah, there's a meaning that if you have a bris milah on Rosh Hashanah, then they should do the bris milah right before Tkiyah Shofar, and the moyel should be the one who blows the Shofar, that he should still be dirty from the blood. The blood of bris milah should still be in his mouth when he blows the Shofar, to be ma'ar of the dam bris with the Shofar. So that's when it comes to Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. when it comes to making the bracha stam, the bracha should be the bracha. The person's gemara now should be clear. What?
With the
bracha. Right. But in Bezman Azer, you've never seen this. Bezman Azer, we've never seen the Moel get the bracha of Asher Kiddash.
Because they make Kiddush before the bris.
They give it, they break up the kibbutim, as many kibbutim as possible most of the time. The Achar bracha, by the way, a sandik, probably the sandik, what's called, we once discussed the sandik, Chazal say Yezoichet to Ashirus, Yezoichet to whatever you are, Yezoich Osher, Hasoimeach Vechelka. The ultimate Ashirus is happiness in life. So when was the last time you saw a sandik was a happy person? Well, you saw a sandik, so you never see it. So we don't know what this means, but the Mepharshim say is the real sanik is someone who does everything in order to be zechut to the skula of ashirus or whatever person consists to be ashirus. You have to do everything, which means you have to be the kvata to bring the baby in. You have to hold the baby when the moel does the bris milah, and you have to make all the brachas. You have to make the bracha asher kiddush. You have to make the bracha.
The Kriyas
Hashem, and then you have to give the baby back to the mother. You have to do it from beginning to end. That is called the true sandik, and upon that type of person, he is takazoicha to all of the brachas, the skula. There are people who do this. I remember my son told me they went to a bris mila taka. They wanted the person to be zoicha to something. Sandik is a Greek word. I'm not even sure. I never remember. What is it? You know the word sandik means? Sandik. I forgot what it means.
Same thing.
Kvater. The kvater means the one who brings it.
Kvater.
The one who brings it. The one who brings the baby in. Yeah. What does it mean? What's the word mean? What is it called? The etymology? I don't know the etymology of these words. I don't know. Okay. The achar habracha oimim tefila kaim asiyel azed. Okay. Then we say the tefila v'noistim lois shame. We give the baby the name. I did. How yelishtois hakois. Now. Oh, here's the shaila. Remember that this is saying, this brings back memories from laws of Pesach. Remember we had this very interesting discussion on the night of the Seder. When you went a regular benching, go to a wedding, go to a regular Suda, you have three people, on Shabbos, you are Mechuyif, you're supposed to have a Koyishol Bracha. And the minig of everyone, hopefully, is after you say the four Brachas, you recite the Harachamans. And after the Harachamans, you recite a series of psukim. Yireinenu v'yismach. All the psukim. And then what do you do when you, after you finish the Harachamans and the psukim? Then you make Baruch Atah Hashem v'chidim eloch ilam bari pri ha-gofen. So isn't it a hefsek? You're supposed to recite bari pri ha-gofen when you finish Baruch HaSamazin. No, since the Harachamans and the psukim are all the tzorech, it's an extension of the benching, so we do not, it's not a baruch. However, the night of the Seder, Dalit Koisois, is in the league in itself. Therefore, there are people, it's brought down, I never saw this, I've not been around that much, is that the night of the Seder, you don't wait. The night of the Seder, when you finish Borich, you finish benching, you recite the four brachas, before you recite the Harachamans, before you recite the Psukim at the end, you immediately say Borei Pri HaGofen. Since Chazal said the third cup of yain is of the kais dal kaisas is to be done on Birchas Hamazon, who are you to be mafsik? Who are you to start saying Harachamans before? Do the way Chazal said it. So you have the same exact shaila by a bris mila. Chazal was masak, and he's supposed to make the bracha by a priagof, and after he said the bracha asher kiddush, he did be beten. So who gave you the right to say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Kayim Esiyel Azel Avu Lima Vikar Shema Biyisrael? And before you get to Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, the Moel has to announce Mechubid Haraf Hagoyin Hamuflug with Kriyas Hashem, and then he has to come forward, and then he has to put on the talis. It can be a very long, drawn-out process, so there is a hefsek. So that's our minuk. Of course, that's the way we do things. You're not going to go. You're not going to change fight City Hall. That's the way we do it. But he is over here coming to make a point and saying that not everyone did it like this in the olden days. In the olden days, it's the custom. You make the bracha asher kiddush, you did mibet, and you immediately recite Borei Pri HaGofen. That's really the way it should be. And then you recite Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. Yeah.
Is this a case
for halacha? What? Minig oikar halacha. I don't know. Minig oikar halacha has also limitations. You just can't.
Tell us, Rabbi Katz was speaking about this Shabbos. The reference of the Parsha Mishpah cases and dealing business going. I don't know. You can give an example where a minig can override a din.
Minig oikar halacha. If Eliyahu HaNavi will come and tell us that we're doing chalitza wrong, we're doing chalitza wrong. The type of shoe that we use is a sandal. There's a minnow. And he says, you know, you're doing it all wrong.
You just take a floor.
Eliyahu HaNavi, with all respect for you, you can stand outside. This is the way we do it. The minigis are like this. Don't confuse us with the facts. This is the way we do things. So you're right, but there's also minig shtus. Minig are the same letters as Gehenna. Person who can do foolish minhagim. That's an olvart. You minhagim a minig shtus. There's certain minhagim. Mr. Glatter told me there was a shul. Was Mr. Glatter? There was a shul, and the minig by hakafis was. He told me this. When you come in front of the Aron Kodesh, you bow down. You go in hakafis and simchas Torah. You go hakafis. Right, Ano Hashem, Hashina. You walk around, and every time you come from the Aron HaKodesh, you bow down in front of the Aron HaKodesh. This was the minig in the shul. Whoever heard of this? When you do a kavas and you come from the Aron, you have to bow down. So they traced the minig. What happened? Many years ago, they were doing construction in the shul, and they were scaffolding in front of the Aron HaKodesh. They were scaffolding in front of the Aron HaKodesh. They couldn't finish it. So when they came, there wasn't enough room. So in order to get in front of the bima, you had to bend because of the scaffolding on the magnificent new Aron HaKodesh they were constructing. So it became the minhag that when you come in front of the Aron, you bow.
There is
a minhag shtus.
Yeah.
You told this to me, yeah.
Yeah, there's a thing we're not sure when Chassan Kala, if you sit or stand.
Right.
So the reason for standing, someone told me, is an interesting thing. The chuppah was always outdoors.
Yeah.
There were no chairs. There were chairs. Everyone was standing.
It's a very good point. That's right. Exactly. Because in Shulchan Aruch, the Pashas says you should sit.
The chassan wearing the coat.
Yeah.
It was outdoors.
Outdoors. You're cold. So you put the coat on top of the kittel. Top of the kittle, right? So,
that's why you walk around the pussy 7 times.
Alright, so these are all minhage and minhage in Israel.
I knew of a kayan who did this.
Where did
you
get the minhag from? He saw his father do it. So if you want to spread his father in a moment of spiritual elevation.
He lifted up. It wasn't because of anything significant. Okay.
There was a kayan.
Yeah.
Who used to duchen in his shoes.
Yeah.
He said, you duchen in your shoes? So he said, it says a minig breaks a din, and I have a minig 40 years, I'm duchening in my shoes.
All right, so these are all different things. Okay, let's go further. The Achar HaBrocha, let's finish this back. The Achar HaBrocha, Oymrim Tfila Kaimas Yelazev, Nesim Lo Shem, you give him the name of Mikra Adin, Hoyin Lishtoi Sakoy Sakhar, but you should really make the Brocha, Boy Priagofen, right after you finish the Brocha Shay you did. The Achar Kachloim Elokeinu Kaimas Yelazev Shreya Brocha Nigmro Mikol Mokoyim Ein Aminikain. What can I tell you? The Aruch HaShulchan says that's not the minhag. V'shoisin Achar Hatzfila and we drink the cup of wine Achar Hatzfila V'Achar Kriyas Hashem L'fi Shabakosh Asrachem Alatinuk Ein Chashuv Hefsek. We don't consider to be Hefsek. The chashvin and lechadim ilsa period we consider to be all one extension. When we say the nusach hatfila b'damayi chayi, everyone's noisein mehayayin b'fi hatinik asur. You're supposed to give a small amount of wine into the mouth of the child. You put a teeny amount in the baby's mouth. So I guess that means the nafkamina, you can use alcohol. They allow you to do such thing. The doctors let you do that to put a teeny amount of alcohol. What? Alcohol. The Rabbeinu Rambam Kostav Shasanik Shoy Sakos. Who drinks the kais? This is also very interesting. Who is the one that drinks the cup of wine? The one who makes the Bar Pergofen? No. The Rambam says that the Sandik drinks the kais. Shoy Sakamo Kol Kais Ham Sham Avorich Shoy Seyu. No, so that's not the way it's done. Go look around, you'll see that's not the way it's done. Hamvorech, the one that makes the brocha, Asher Kiddash, he did me beten. He holds the cup, he makes the brocha, he is the one that drinks the leaf. When you're doing Elkinu, you're putting it down, right? There's a little bit of a break. What happens if the father, Rachman, the son, is not alive? So then you say, Kaimus Yelazet Li'imo. You omit the word Le'aviv. The Achakach Oimim Yismach Ha'av. Big Gan Eden, you add those words. That's a very fascinating thing to add into the Nusach. Big Gan Eden. Yismach Av Big Gan Eden. V'im Gam Ho'em Mesa. The mother died. Rachman L'Tzlan Ha'imim. Kayim Esayelah Zelah Aviv. V'yikarishma B'Yisrael V'arim Yismach Ha'av. V'sogel Ho'em Big Gan Eden. V'im Ho'av V'chayim O'im V'kayim Esayelah Zelah Aviv. V'yikarishmo. V'chulu Yismach Ha'av B'yotzei Chalotza. V'sogel Imoi. Big Gan Eden. And as well, you say, you mentioned there should be Simcha in Gan Eden. Okay, what else do we want to say? The Kriyas Hashem. So what do you call the name? He doesn't discuss it over here, but in the supplementary material over here, it's a very big, different minhagim. Do you call the baby by the father? Yes, the baby is by the father's name. So let's call the baby Avraham. You call him Avraham ben Yitzchak or Avraham ben Sarah. When by the bris milah, to whom do you, who is, so by us, by Ashkenazim, the father, it's always the father. The general rule of thumb by Ashkenazim is, in spiritual matters, you follow the father. In physical matters, you follow the mother. Refuah is a physical matter. The male, you follow the mother. In getting an aliyah to the Torah, in the bris milah, it's a matter of kedusha, you follow the father. But not everyone follows this minhag, especially among Sfardim. I saw over here, he brings a whole collection of different sources. Some know, somebody bris milah, they cite that it's the mother. The mother gave birth to the baby. She's the one who put in 9 months of hard work. What did the father do during the 9 months?
What?
That's what? So you give credit to the mother. The baby is called after the mother. There are different. Do you do both? Like on a matseva. On a matseva, you refer to the mother, the father, a different minhagim. A different minhagim, you refer to the mother or the father.
No, a lot of times by the matseva, the tekarite ben.
The father, only the father.
And on the bottom, Shemimos.
No, that's very.
Chsidim do that.
Nah, that's.
No, that's Chsidish minhagim.
Okay. There are many different minhagim in this matter. Okay, now he also does not mention over here that you make a mishaberach. Okay, he doesn't mention that over here. That the minig among us is immediately after is a mishaberach for cholim, and then you mispalo the baby should have a refuah shlema. So by Ashkenazim you get I always think that was just invented, just to give cover to the mother. Because you're giving first cover to the father by Ashkenazim. Yikari Shmo B'Yisrael, Ruvain Ben Yitzchak. Mother's insulted. It's not fair to the mother. Mother is on the other side of the Mechitza. I don't even get an honorable mention. What kind of male chauvinism is this over here? So, don't worry. By today, no one's paying attention anymore. It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, they say the father's name.
A good
mother. The only time.
No, they wouldn't father's name.
By
a refuah shleima?
By a bris, they'll say the father's name.
No.
Because the guy doesn't know the mother's name yet.
A lot of
what do you mean? The husband?
A lot of times they don't let the mother have the bris.
Who doesn't let the mother the bris?
I don't know. I've heard that too. Nah. They keep the mother away from the bris.
Yeah?
Just
in
the
bris.
You always want her at the bris because the kid starts crying. You
want to
get the mother.
What's the joke? He asked all the children who come to a bris milah. They asked, why is the baby crying? What's going on over there? What are you going to tell a 5-year-old? You're not going to tell him what's going on. You know, you'll scare him out of his mind. He said, the baby doesn't like the name. He's not happy with the name they gave him. That's why he's crying. All right, Rav Yud Ches, we will stop here, take a short break, and then we're going to discuss a very controversial topic. To be continued. Keep you in suspense.